Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dave Nelson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Williams. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Stan Williams. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Kurt Bulfari. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Bunker. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Wally Bunker. And now, play ball. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Echeverrin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Snyder moves to third. One out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Snyder scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Buford steals second. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger strikes out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Powell reaches second base with a double. Buford scores. It's Indians, 1, Orioles, 1. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Orioles. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is called out on strikes. one out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin strikes out. Two outs. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Buford steals second. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fuller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball for a double play. Bellinger moves to second. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bulfari. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 3-2, Orioles. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horton moves to second. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nelson hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 1 in the game. Bulfari hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fuller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 1 in the game. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Buford. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Indians. John Morris now pitching. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave May pinch hits for John Morris. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Buford steals second. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bellinger strikes out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson is hit by the pitch. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-4, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fuller juggles the ball. That's an error on Fuller. Duke Sims now playing first base. Mike Paul now pitching. Joe Askew now catching. Kurt Balfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balfari is 0 for 2 in the game. Balfari strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Brabander now pitching. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fuller hits a fly ball into left field. Balfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 2 in the game. Echeverrin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Brabander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brabander bunts towards the mound. Paul fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, with Nelson covering, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Balfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cardenal is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Blair now playing center field. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Lee May pinch hits for Mike Paul. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fuller hits a line drive into right field. Robinson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Robinson. Sims moves to third. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Jimmy Hall pinch hits for Dave Nelson. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sims scores. Fuller moves to second. It's 6-5, Orioles. Chico Salmon pinch runs for Jimmy Hall. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Vern Fuller now playing second base. Chico Salmon now playing third base. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-3 in the game. Bulfari hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardinal who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Robinson scores. Bulfari goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5, Orioles. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Echeverrin strikes out. Two outs. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salmon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, Orioles. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardinal hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Drabowski covering, for the out. Snyder moves to second. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.